Welcome, gamers! Thank you for listening to the Kinda Not Gaming Podcast. Today, I just kinda wanna say hello and welcome you all. This is gonna be a small introduction slash discussion. We're gonna do a little discussion about Nintendo and a few other things. I am your host, Hoenn, and I will be joined by two other gamers. Mike, aka Black Scream, and Junior. Why Junior? Well, we've called him Junior for so long that we said, fuck it, let's just roll. We will be just casually talking about gaming-related subjects, and kind of not-so-gaming subjects. Who knows? This is going to be our first time in the podcast space. We talk about a lot of random shit when we're not recording, so we said, why the fuck not? Let's just make a podcast. I said, maybe nobody will listen, but the other two were like, well, maybe let's just give it a try. I hope you guys like it. And with that little introduction, let's just get this ball rolling. Power Station in Los Angeles, California. You are listening to the Kinda Not Gaming Podcast. I am your host, Hoenn, and I'm joined by my two co-hosts. From the other side of Los Angeles, California, Junior, how are you doing, and what have you been up to?
Right now, I'm fine, chilling. Playing God Out of Hell. It's fun, it's just really short.
Yep.
Yeah, but other than that, it's the same shit from 4, and I mean, it's fun. I'm not mad at it. I'm not dissing it. Just, I'm already at the end.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get to the end?
It was 9 hours or 8 hours. It could have been like 7 or 6 hours, but I was running around trying to collect all the fucking epic guns or whatever. The 7 sins. I think I got them all.
And it was only like $20, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it was. Like I said, I'll probably wait for when it's on special, like at $10 or something. I would pick it up for that price, but it feels like this was the equivalent to like the South Park game, mm-hmm. Stick of Destiny or the Stick of Truth or whatever. And it feels like South Park should have been $25 or $20. Same thing. Instead of this being $20, it should be like cut in half, like $10, maybe 50. But it's just, I don't know. I like being in hell. I like all the, man, it's just good shit.
And from Miami, Florida, the alligator capital of the world, it is Mike, aka Black Screen. How are you doing, sir? Same question to you.
Doing damn fantastic, sir. What I've been up to? A little of this, and a little of that.
Nice. You been playing anything?
No, because I'm so behind in the time, so I'm just waiting until I can afford new stuff, and, well, that's going to be coming up soon.
Very nice.
Yes.
And as for me, I've been actually going over Majora's Mask for the 64. Been getting a little bit of practice in before the new one comes out. Well, the remake of the old one, like that is, on the new 3DS. Other than that, same shit, different day. Just waiting for February 13th, which should be coming up hopefully soon. And that's about it. Like I said, host, Hoenn, and just waiting for the new 3DS. That's it. Kind of boring, I know, but I like to keep it simple for, you know, the first episode and all. And now that we're done with introductions, let's go ahead and jump into the discussion. We're going to be talking about pretty much just Nintendo stuff for this podcast. Enjoy.
So your question, in my opinion?
Yes.
Let's see. They're starting to head in the right direction. It's just there's a lot of little things that are kind of keeping them from growing to what they could be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doing the Amiibos, was a smart
Amigo
idea. Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of, go to stores like, I'm looking for Amiibos. Amigos, what the hell is that?
That's if you live in goddamn California. Tú tienes los Amigos? Sí, yo tengo los Amiibos. Anywho.
No. No, Amiibos.
So, I mean, going with the Amigos, the Amiibos, was a smart idea. Disney, not Disney Infinity, but Skylanders was doing it, and then Disney Infinity. And they were finding success behind it. And having an entire roster of characters from Smash Brothers as figures is a no-brainer. I mean, they've had the figure thing all the way from the beginning. I mean, when did this show up? Back in Super Smash Brothers? Was it when they show up? Or was it the Smash Brothers for the GameCube where they showed up as figures? I don't know if you remember the
I do.
The opening for it?
Yes, sir.
There were already Amiibos there. They weren't called Amiibos, but they were just figurines on the little... It was right in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can just grab that and do whatever they wanted with that. I mean, like I said, going that route was a good idea. I would see sales go up. They've already sold over 400 and something million Amiibos total. And that thing is not going to stop because they still have different Amiibos coming out in different waves for all their characters. And now they're doing with Mario Party, and I see them sort of kind of branching out into different first party titles, kind
of. And so their family tree of their games.
Yeah, and I mean, that is a very smart move, but at the same time, they're not selling any systems. So, I mean, I thought Smash Bros. Was going to push system sales, but unfortunately, that.
Well, you also got to keep in mind with the new 3DS XL coming.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Wii U.
Yeah.
That's their console. The handheld, that's another thing. I mean, the Wii U, if they drop the price and sold it at a loss, they would sell more.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, people, I don't think, I don't know, the whole Wii Pad is pretty much at fault for what's happening to the Wii U, and because the cost of that system is what's making it expensive is the freaking tablet, pretty much.
Oh yeah.
You get rid of the tablet and you could bring that down by a couple $100s. Probably sell it at the same price as the 3DS or even lower, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's nothing revolutionary with the hardware inside that system. I mean, sure, Smash Brothers and Mario Kart look good, but you're talking about like 360 PS3 kind of hardware where you got the new consoles out. They still have nothing against the PC, but then again, those are consoles.
Yeah.
And yeah, the whole Wii Pad thing, when them having problems with other developers or third party developers not wanting to develop games for their system because of how difficult it is to, well, it's a little difficult, and plus it's not selling, so they're not making software for that system, and that just keeps hurting sales. But still, I mean, you see a little bit of a price drop and that would sell more probably, who knows. But I mean, shit, people have been talking about them working on a new console. Every single time they come out with a console, they start on the next cycle. They start concepting, and they've already got an idea of what they're going to do for the next console. It's just, they gotta...
It's kind of like the same thing with their games, too. They come out with, like, a new game, and they're already planning, like, a whole bunch of, like, games for that series. So, like, you know, for instance...
That kind of thing is a little different, because it's pretty much once they're done with a game, they're like, they go into a conceptual stage where they just sit around and think of stuff, what might be fun, or what might they...
Well, you know...
On the other hand... What's up? Sorry.
Kind of like referring about the whole Pokemon thing that they've done. You know, they come out with like next gen Pokemon games, and then all of a sudden they...
That's a yearly thing, though.
They don't really have
to sit around and think much. They're just like, all right, how are we gonna do this? All right, let's grab the concept artist guys and have them come up with these crazy looking ass Pokemon, and pretty much come up with some new little things to add to it. How far we can push the console.
Well, new little things to add to it, but at the same time,
it would make
a little bit more sense, at least in my opinion, to, like, they have the next-gen Pokemon game. Yeah, they reboot a couple previous versions of the game, but, you know, why not do the full-on, you know, if they really want to, like, you know, push the envelope, I'm thinking reboot every single Pokemon game that there was. Just for that series, so at least that way, you know, you can still enjoy all these Pokemon games and, like, let's say the 3D aspects of things, you know, instead of moving on to the next, you know, next 150 or so Pokemon, at least give us, you know, the same run for all the games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I mean, their game development's a little different than regular publishers. They can pretty much start on a game whenever they feel like it because, well, they don't give a fuck. It's Nintendo. They will do whatever they feel is necessary. Like, what's next? We haven't had this in a while. Why don't we try to work on this and that? And they do little reboots. I kind of enjoy those reboots of old games like Ocarina of Time. That thing needed a reboot, or like that 3DS version that came out. Mm-hmm. That was so necessary. I've been stuck playing with the 64 version for some time, and just seeing a new coat of paint on it, and just the old bringing it back is just, I just like that. It's cool. I just like that a lot.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it gives us a little bit more to look forward to in the game, because yeah, we're used to playing the game in a certain way and having a certain feel to the game, and then, mm-hmm. you know, you bring a whole entire reboot with next-gen graphics and next-gen style and theme to it, trying to find the words.
Yeah. Not only it brings nostalgia, but it also introduces these franchises to the newer generation.
Exactly. With us giving more fans. I mean, look at us. We're used to the old school NES with Zelda games and all that. Yeah, it was crappy ass graphics, but you know, that's what we're used to. And then now you got the kids that are young, you know, 7 to 10 years old, you know, just getting into playing games, and yeah, now they're enjoying games like Zelda Ocarina of Time, or you know, Majora's Mask, or even, you know, they're even getting their first taste of Pokemon. Yeah, granted, they gotta learn a hell of a lot more Pokemon than we ever had to when we were younger. You know, yeah, we started off with 150, now they got like 600, 700, 800 Pokemon now. That's crazy. But I mean, you know, they keep on introducing new fans and gaining new fans, and I mean, it's nice that they do that, you know, instead of...
But at the same time, I mean, they gotta keep everything, I don't know, they know what they're doing. They, from a development side, and kind of just like on how stuff works, and how I just want to say that they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown that over and over again. They know how to kind of just wait on their games and just release them when they're done. What else? Well, release them when they're done. Keep the quality the same, and just
quality the same. You mean they up the quality every single time they do something?
They're innovators, pretty much. They try so hard to come up with new crazy things, and
oh, yeah.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes
I mean, look at the whole entire Amiibo thing versus, let's say, Spyro, Skylanders, and Disney Infinity.
Well, I was thinking more of jumping from the GameCube over to the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced the motion controllers, and guess who followed soon? Was it Microsoft and Sony, who were watching Nintendo just sell their consoles, sell them out, or was it watch them sell out and making a profit off of that, making it pretty much like the best console of that generation?
Exactly. I mean,
then they started going at it with the motion controls and all that. Sony with the Move, and Microsoft with their Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to. Well, Sony just went for the copying.
Yeah, they just went for the copying, and in all honesty, you really don't see nor hear much of any of their like motion sensing systems nowadays. I mean, yeah, you see a lot of Xbox Kinect this, Xbox Kinect that.
Oh, they're gonna stand in there. Kinect is a terrible mistake. I mean, good concept, but that was a terrible
good
mistake.
Good concept. Their heart was in the right direction, but their head really was, whatever.
At that time, I just wanted games, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to know. I mean, it was a good, it was an awesome idea, and I even got sold on it. I mean, the whole Milo thing, I don't know if you saw that, where they had the little kid in the virtual world, and supposedly you interacted with him, which never came out, by Peter Molyneux, the former head of Lionhead Studios. And I don't know what happened. I think he either resigned or he was fired. It was a good concept, but it was poorly executed. The thing didn't work.
at all.
Nah.
I didn't want to buy it because
the Kinect and the Sony One. I mean, they were more of using your own body as a controller. The thing with that was all right. Yeah, it was a good idea and all, but at the same time, you had to be a certain distance away from the system. You had to be in a certain like area. Like you had to be like in that sweet spot now versus with Nintendo, it tracks the controller. So basically,
but then again, the first iteration of the Wiimote was terrible.
Well, yeah.
Then later on they added the Wiimotion Plus, which made it 100 times better. And then later on they came out with an iteration of Wiimotes that already had the Wiimote Plus built in, which should have been there at the beginning. But then again, it's those things where you learn from your mistakes. Just have to make sure that it's not too late when you already picked up on what.
No, of course not.
Like, I mean, I don't think Microsoft learned the thing, especially with the new Kinect. I mean, sure, it might be a little bit better, but it's still the same thing. It's not really necessary.
Now, if they were to give us, like, let's say, controllers, or at least, like, wristbands, that it could detect the wristbands and see where the wristband is without...
Yeah, that would be more stuff to buy. I mean,
yeah, that would be more stuff to buy, but at the same time, you know, it would at least, you know, give you a little bit more sense of, you know, safekeeping, if you will, that, you know, okay, that it's actually going to be able to pick you up, because you, like, step, like, let's say, 1 foot away, you know, like, 1 foot away from, like, that one sweet spot, yeah, you won't be able to play, you know, it's not going to be able to be like, all right, there, that person.
Essentially, this new Kinect is suffering from the same symptoms that the first one was. And, I mean,
underpowered or what?
It's
underpowered or what?
No, it's just that...
Powered and doesn't have the fucking games to back it up. Anything that anybody might want to play. It always has its mains, which are always Mario Kart, Mario, and then it always has maybe one or two third party, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, pretty much forced indies sort of try to use what the technology they're given, and they try to find new ways to make it work and come up with new and intuitive things to make with what they're given or what's at hand. But a lot of those things are pretty good stuff made from like first parties or people or companies that are developers that are made to work for those specific hardware are pretty, they come out pretty bad. Either it is not 100% accurate or it's just not there, it's just a kind of inconvenient kind of thing. I mean, how many gamers out there kind of want to get up and like wave their entire like just get up and just get up at all? Or be active, yeah. Shit, I don't want to fucking get up.
Oh, fuck that.
I want to sit down or lie down and use my controller.
You got your controller in one hand, and you got your bowl of chips in the other hand, and you're just...
I mean, I'm still waiting for that.
Have a super bendy straw that's connected to the 2-liter bottle of soda that's on the floor.
No, I'm still waiting for the whole, just insert me to a computer and into a freaking MMO space or something like that, or just... So it just insert me into the game, pretty much.
Alright, Mr. VR Troopers.
Well, that's where they were going, but still, with VR, we're still having to either move around or use a controller.
I know exactly where you're going, bro.
You're
going to Sword Art Online. That's what you're talking about. Sword Art fucking Online. You die in the game, you fucking die in real life.
Put on that fucking helmet and wake up in this new and... awesome world.
I hate to say it, man, but if that was to happen to you, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna send you a huge text, because I know damn well that I ain't ever gonna hear from you ever again. That's the truth.
Just put all my insta. I don't know. Just it's not even that. Just fuck my body. Just insert me to that shit. Like clean the brain out and just throw away the body, throw away the husks, and just put me in virtual reality.
And when you do that, I'll make a copy of you just for backup, and I'll put it on the cloud.
Who wants a backup?
You never know.
Who wants to use a cloud?
What is this cloud?
What is cloud gaming?
It sucks. I had a customer come into my job the other day. Well, yesterday. They're like, "What is the cloud?" I'm like. cloud is a cloud. It's just there. There is no explaining what the cloud is.
So you don't know what a cloud is?
Well, I know, but, you know, it's kind of hard to explain to a customer who, you know...
You just go, it's a bunch of...
Bunch of data.
It's a bunch of hard drives in one computer that saves their information. And then you can access it whenever you want through another computer over the internet.
Well, yeah, but, you know, when it comes down time to, like, trying to explain it to a customer who just... Or, like, a person that just doesn't know anything about the cloud, and they're like, what is this? Well, you see what happens is, well, I don't know what, I want to know what happens. I want to know what the fuck this is. You're like, I'm sorry, I cannot help you now.
We're back on topic, I mean, it's...
Wait, it sounds like you're trying to record this.
Huh? I am recording.
That doesn't sound like...
I am.
There's no dipshit, there's no cussy, there's no you being quiet for a while.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting topic.
It is.
I mean, it's
present in the future of gaming.
Where Nintendo are innovators, it's just that the whole trying to connect with customers can be a little bit rough. I mean, they're doing. There's a few things that kind of go together to kind of explain why they're doing pretty bad. They're trying to sell a console that is worth about $150. They're $300 over, and they're trying to target this to gamers which already have either PCs or the popular PS4 or Xbox. And with no third-party support, it's kind of even a little more of a... it's a little more of a...
challenge.
To kind of be like, hey, we got these games here... We also have it on Wii U. The Wii U sure is an older console, and it's not going to play as better as what the new consoles are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, should they make a new system? I would say no right now. Because, I mean, system has only been out for how many years? 2 years?
Around there, yeah.
And for those people that have already bought their Wii U, it'd be kind of like a slap in the face if they... kind of go out and release a new system now, even powerful, or as powerful as the PS4 or Xbox.
Well, to be honest with you, the way I'm looking at it is, I'm thinking Nintendo, for the most part, because they came out with their Wii U, of course, with the Wii Pad, but in my mind, I think that they might want to eventually start to steer away from an actual console and just be like more of a handheld system company. Because, I mean, look at it this way. They put a lot of money into the new 3DS that's coming out. With that being said, they upped the 3D aspect of it, which is by far phenomenal. Not only that, but, you know, they're incorporating the NFC technology on the 3DS XL. So, in my mind, you know, if they really want to, they could actually just go to more of a handheld kind of company versus an actual console. Because now with the NFC, you can use your Wii U's and anything else like that, NFC related with it. This could be the very future of Nintendo.
Yeah, but you gotta understand that there, it's a one market, but it's divided into handheld and console. They want to compete in the console section of the market, because they know that there's money to be made. I mean, sure. I mean, they've continued doing it because, I mean, they kind of risked it with the Wii U, or not with the U, but the Wii. They were thinking maybe the Wii U would be another step up from the Wii, which this hasn't been. And like I said, there's a lot of aspects to why it hasn't done as well as the Wii U, or the Wii.
Yeah.
Sorry, the naming is one. Terrible fucking naming.
Well, yeah, I mean, me, originally, you know, I didn't know that the Wii U was, like, a totally different, like, system. I always thought, now this is me being... just, I don't know, maybe stupid or whatever, but then again, naming. I always thought that the Wii U was like the handheld that basically paired up with the Nintendo Wii. I mean, that was my line of thinking of what this Wii U was, and then I come to learn that the Wii U is actually a whole entire different system in itself.
I mean, back when it first came out, they announced it at E3, I was like, what the hell is this? I mean, I was excited. I was excited to see what they're gonna reveal.
Oh yeah.
There were some leaks about the tablet, the freaking Wii Pad and all that, it wasn't even leaked. They actually showed the Wii Pad, and they're like, what the hell is that? Is that a new handheld? Like, as a freaking tablet? Because, I mean, tablet were tablets were kind of being like introduced. No, they were being introduced right around that time.
Yeah.
And were kind of exploding very much with the iPad and when with all those like
the Galaxy Android tablets. Yep.
Were the Galaxy tablets out back then?
Yeah.
I think it was only iPad and then like a couple of Android based.
Well, Galaxy, the Galaxy tablets, they've been around for like, I want to say maybe like 2-3 years already now.
Well, Wii U came out in 2012, so.
Yeah.
So, I guess. But, they first showed up the tablet and everybody thought that was a new handheld, which. That ended up being the controller, and I was excited to see what they were coming out with next. They came out with the Wii, that was a big hit, and I was kind of like, well, what can they do?
Mm-hmm.
From how can they step the bar up from what they have released, what they have done with the Wii?
Yep.
And then they announced the Wii U. I'm like, okay, so the tablet is the system. How the fuck is this gonna work? And why did? Why Wii U? Because Wii, and then
you.
I'm like, doesn't make sense. Fucking shit, man.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Ugh, what a terrible name.
It is a terrible name.
It still looks cool, but terrible name.
Still doesn't make sense.
And then they announced the price point. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. That's even more expensive than an Xbox 360, man. Fuck. I'll get it. I actually spend my summer working at GameStop as a it's even lower than a regular customer support guy. Not customer support, but
sales.
Help me out here. I'm,
customer sales.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. Just
sales associate.
Even lower than that, which is just pretty much cleaning up the store and all that shit. But I use my first paycheck to actually buy a Wii, and within maybe a year, there was nothing I actually wanted to play, because they kind of suffer from this thing where they tend to put out a system, but lack the software to go with the hardware.
Yeah, well then again,
that's how they've done it for a while.
That's any company.
I mean,
look at when they came out with the Xbox
3DS.
One.
No, 3DS.
Well,
3DS is a good example.
Yeah, 3DS is a good example, but also the Xbox One as well. They kind of screwed up with that as well because they didn't really have many titles for the Xbox One when it first originally came out.
Well, yeah, that same thing happened with the PlayStation, but then again, that was their actually first time not having so many games out there. I mean, with the PS3 and the Xbox 360, they had a few titles out there, but the new releases always suffer from stuff like this,
mm-hmm.
and other things, meaning like graphical inferiority, or however you say that word.
Inferiority.
Pretty much, because the transitioning between consoles is a pretty difficult one on developers.
And we will be right back after this short break.
Systems releasing without any software.
Yeah. This conversation is brought to you by Riot, League of Legends, where you're the summoner and you control any champion at your will. That's nice. Yeah. That was nice. That was a nice item. I like that.
Well, I mean, a lot of consoles suffer from that, but not as bad as Nintendo does it. I mean, they just tend to release, they just drop it on you and expect you to pretty much just hold on to it until they release a
they believe in having paperweights. Very expensive paperweights.
I remember back when the Wii came out, I mean, it had nothing to it. A few games here and there. Mm-hmm. We had to wait until, midsummer for Smash Brothers Brawl to come out. And that made my purchase worth it. Besides that, I just kept it in the living room, and the family would play Wii Sports and a lot of Wii Bowling. More of a family-friendly system. And a lot of that actually, there was really good advertising for it. They were doing a good job putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they did have the Wii Sports and a few other games that were family-friendly, and that's how they sold at the beginning as a family-friendly console, coming out with their first party titles after some time, like maybe a few months later. But all that waiting, everybody was sort of kind of wondering if the Wii was just going to flop as bad as the GameCube was. I mean, I'm not going to lie, I mean, I'm not going to say the GameCube did badly, but it didn't do as great as the console before.
Nintendo 64?
Pretty much. Then again, GameCube had a really good library of games.
Well, of course. I mean, it's Nintendo. They like to reuse their games, so.
Droid Melee, Super Mario, Super Mario Sunshine, yeah. That was really good. Spent freaking hours and hours playing this shit over at my cousin's house. And then I was fortunate to get one after.
Mm-hmm.
And all the Legend of Zelda titles were pretty good on that.
Oh, yeah.
The Minish Caps, what is it? I keep forgetting the name of that one. Legend of Zelda. And was it the Twilight Princess? That was a good looking game. Hopefully saying the right name to the Legend of Zelda.
There's no Zelda.
But then right now I just lost my thought.
Library, something of that nature.
Oh god, thank you. I think we're lost now. Oh yeah, we're talking about title, software, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it happens to every single console and new releases. I mean,
it happened to the Wii, it happened to the 3DS. 3DS was going nowhere, and I didn't think it was actually going to make it, but look at it now. 3DS is like the best handheld. It beat out the PSP, PS Vita, somehow. Well, not even Nintendo, that fucking PS, whatever the heck, the slide one, what was it called?
The hoop? Huh?
That PS Vita that you would light upward, that was all digital. I don't know if you guys remember that one, where you had to actually download every game onto it.
I don't remember. It must have been that.
It was the PSP Go.
There you go.
That was a fucking joke. Seriously? Trying to sell me a PSP, like, Go? A PSP with no cartridge? You selling me proprietary memory cards at an expensive rate, and the memory on it is laughable, and you're expecting the consumer to download their games onto it? I mean, it looked awesome. I mean, I was even thinking of getting one, but I'm glad that I didn't get one. It was a terrible system.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of it. It looks terrible.
I like it. It looks pretty cool. I like the whole flip up. I mean, I don't know. I kind
of
like it.
Yeah, but that whole flip up just totally eliminates, like, something good out of it.
Back then, I thought it was pretty badass.
Well, yeah, because it looked like one of those old school,
phones.
Yeah.
The flip phone?
Not the flip.
The slider phones and the slide. But yeah, look at it now. The 3DS is actually doing really well. Well, it was doing pretty well right now.
Well, it's gonna be.
Sales are dropping because of the phone market and all that, and that's a terrible thing. I don't play any phone games because, well, what's the point? But the phone market is just gonna start expanding bigger and bigger, and seeing how bad it gets. I mean, casual gaming on a device that you carry with you at all times. Let's mention people are making freaking bank off those microtransactions and in-game purchases.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can do them well and not get any flack, but once you take a title and just cover it with microtransaction and just pay to win shit, it just gets, it pisses me off. I mean, if you're doing cosmetic stuff and just stuff that is insignificant for like what some other games do, where you just do, either it gives you all the characters or you just pay one time to get unlock everything, all the characters, but then again you have to buy skins if you want to look badass, like Smite does, or what I guess League of Legends does, where you can either buy the character, unlock them, or play with the rotation until you gain enough currency, gain currency to buy the champion. Then once you have the champions, you can always just buy the skins if you really, really like certain champion, if he becomes, he or she becomes your main. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't want to go through the entire grind, then sure, why not? Just, you make the money, you should go ahead and buy it if you want. Some people can't spend hours and hours playing the games because they have jobs, and those are the types of people who just casually want to get a game in here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Those people out there that stay at home or play the same game for hours, they don't work as much as a responsible adult. And, well, I shouldn't say it that way. I should just
be responsible, like, adult. What's that?
No, but more like, I want to say hardcore players should. I mean, they like to go ahead and play, enjoy playing the game. I guess
exactly.
Those are, yeah, they have a system. Shit, I lost my train of thought here. Oh yeah, mobile games. I
mean, microtransactions.
Yeah, a terrible thing, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it's getting worse. Yeah.
It's getting more than worse. I mean, you got games like League of Legends. Yeah, you can like buy many skins. Do this, you can do that, and then of course you got like games like Hearthstone, where like
we're talking about the mobile
thing. Yeah, well, Hearthstone, like, that basically
shit,
mobile.
That shit, you have it in your pocket and you can carry around with you, and yeah, you're just pretty much
bashing my hands.
Yeah, I mean, there's other games out there that are the same or even worse than that, and
exactly.
that irritates me because it kind of sets it a bad example of what the companies want to make money, and they'll end up doing what whatever makes them money, and sometimes what makes them money just is not what a lot of us want, and just
exactly
it's on the wrong road to a terrible future.
Well, the thing is, it's becoming more widespread with all these microtransactions. Not just mobile games, but console gaming and PC gaming and shit.
I don't know, I don't like where things are going. I mean, Nintendo can probably pull it off. It's just a matter of continuing to do what they're doing.
Well, with Nintendo, the whole entire Amiibo thing, and like...
Well, not even that yet. It's just continuing to put out the quality of games they're putting out, and just fixing some of their flaws. I mean, there's a couple of flaws, tell you the pricing, some of the pricing for their stuff is terrible, but they understand. I mean, I like the whole SD card thing for the memory.
Yeah.
I think Sony should learn something from them regarding that. Vita and their whole having to use a proprietary kind of system.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This is not turning out to be a very good game.
No. I don't know, I see. Maybe this will kind of strengthen Nintendo's handheld division.
Yeah, I still think that Nintendo can now come out with a Pokemon MMO using the Amiibo tech.
There's a lot of other things that are they kind of rub me the wrong way that they're doing with the whole YouTube stuff. You know how they're, I don't know if you know what they're doing with the whole, you have to get through a certain program to review their stuff and just have stuff on YouTube. It's kind of a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
They can do it. They just gotta turn around some of their things and not too worried. They have the Amiibos and some of the other stuff. They're just printing money.
Mm-hmm.
They have enough money to make mistakes, a few more mistakes, but I wouldn't go too far as to make the same mistakes over and over. I would go and pair that and change it a little bit.
Yeah.
Alright guys, thank you very much for sticking with us. We'll take our last break and we will be right back with more. And we're back for the last part of this podcast.
Alright, so like I was saying, I mean, I see 3DS sort of going up again a little bit. I mean, it's not going to be that of a crazy bump because it's going to be the same. People are going to think it's going to be the same console that they're selling. So for some people, they're not going to see the point in getting a new one. Us gamers who understand everything and kind of follow how the things are going are going to know and are going to get the new system. I see it bringing more people in, I mean, and people purchasing the software. I mean, at a certain point, they might just have exclusive software for the new system. Not really a new system, but a revamp feel. So the new 3DS, I'll see probably games coming out that are, what is it, new 3DS only games, hopefully, I think. Because this does have a better CPU and or APU, depending on what they use, it can handle better. Well, the graphics look way better on this one. Not to mention the 3D, they've actually done quite some work with it.
Do you feel like they could have did this from the beginning?
They could have.
They could have, but it's one of those things where you learn something that... Well, you fix your mistake. You put out a product and kind of like they're testing the waters with it and how it goes, and either later on they bring out something like the new 3DS to kind of fix the problems that the other one had, because, I mean, 3DSs were selling good, so what's the point of releasing something like an updated version? They would have to kind of play around with the 3D and see what kind of technology they can add to the system to make it better. So it would take them some time to develop a fix for their 3D, because their 3D was brand new to...
They were the pioneers in 3D.
Pretty, well, they're coming up at the same they're kind of pushing the 3D at the same time where 380 TVs were the big thing, which not really. They've gotten it a little somewhat right, and there's still a few things that are wrong with 3D in the new one. I mean, from what I've heard, if you look away and you look back, your screen just freaks out because it cannot read your entire face, so it kind of just goes all weird on you.
Yeah.
Until you look at it, it tracks your face. They're using smartphone technology for that was being used like in the Samsung Galaxies with the whole face reading and all that. I remember my old Samsung phone had technology where I would look down and it would scroll the page for me, or if I was watching a video and I looked away, it would pause the video until I looked at it again. That was before they started fixing the, or maybe, who knows, maybe they've already had it in the works, but we're still tinkering with it for some time and just waiting for the right moment to release a new iteration with more powerful internals to release with a whole lineup of games supported the new hardware. Maybe that was it. Who knows? It could have been either or both of us. Maybe they'll come out with, like I was saying, a new 3DS only, and maybe we'll see a whole a spike of new 3DSs or a bump in their handheld market again. But for now, I only see true like core gamers going after the new. Who knows? We won't know until a bit after their second quarter on sales to see how well the new 3DS sold.
Exactly.
At release. I mean, there's a few things that they're not releasing the new 3DS, the regular new 3DS, in the States. It's only for Japan and the European countries.
Yeah.
Which kinda, I mean, I'm not too concerned about it. I have big hands, so I mean, I like the XL. I've had the XL for the longest time. I kind of downgraded to a 2DS, which is kind of odd.
Yeah,
I like the feel, but it's kind of odd. I don't know. I guess we'll have to just wait and see for that, for the new 3DS. The Wii, unless we see a price drop and a way to drop the pad, I would say, but I highly doubt them dropping the Wii Pad anytime soon, since that pad is kind of poorly built into the system. And, I mean, I would have thought that the new Smash Brothers Mario Kart would have bumped their sales pretty high, but as we've seen, that didn't really happen. I mean,
well, a big learning process that they gotta do.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've heard, they've got a new system, and I think console system, and I don't think it's going to be a new handheld. I mean, they got the new 3DS, so they should be set for some time with that until they come up with another hopefully successful 3DS. I want to see them succeed, because they have...
I want to see them come out with a 4DS, now featuring milk.
4K display? 4K display. 4K. 1080p, 60 frames per second.
That sounds mixy.
If only all the new generation consoles can do that.
That would be nice.
I mean, right now, the Wii U can pull out, what is it? I think it's at 7. Some of the games are, I want to say Smash Bros. Is at 1080, 60 frames per second, and that thing looks fucking gorgeous.
Nice.
Bayonetta looks really good. That thing's running at 60 frames per second. Holy shit, dude. Looks fucking sexy. I mean, like I was saying earlier, that idea about the amiibos is
a
good one.
Anyway. Oh, yeah.
They just gotta implement all those features into their current and future games.
Yep. And give us more Pokemon amiibos.
If they can push that hard and they can go about it a little bit more intelligently, the waves that have come out have been pretty rough.
Yeah.
And
I don't think that was a good idea, Mike. I think that was a bad idea.
Okay, and it's time to say goodbye, guys. Thank you very much for listening. If you're listening on iTunes, please leave us a star rating. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Please leave a comment. Tell us what you think, how we can improve. That would help us improve the quality of this podcast. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. Till next time, take it easy, take care, and good night.